This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
It's the greatest of all three-year check-ins. For Marketplace in Austin, Texas, I'm Andy Euler, and for David Brancaccio. Today marks 3 years since President Trump's inauguration. The unemployment rate is near record lows, but the federal deficit is higher. Marketplace's Nova Safo has more on whether the economy is better or worse now, as opposed to what it was in 2017.
The Trump administration has raised tariffs, cut taxes, increased government spending, renegotiated the trade deal with Canada and Mexico. And yet, despite all of that,
the surprising thing is that the economy that Trump inherited, the Obama economy, and the economy today look surprisingly similar.
That's Gabriel Chodorow-Reich, who researches macroeconomics at Harvard. GDP growth was around 2% when Trump took office. It spiked for a while, but it's back around 2% now. Wages are up, more than $2 an hour on average. And what's really different, says economist Joe Minerick of the Conference Board, is worries about the future because more trade tensions could further disrupt supply chains.
And what that means is end U.S. products will be more expensive. They'll be less attractive to U.S. consumers, and they'll be less competitive around the world.
And that, Minerick says, could threaten future economic growth. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
Most of the entertainment industry is unionized, actors, writers, producers, the crew, but not the $43 billion video game industry. And there's a lot that goes into those games. Marketplace's Jasmine Garz reports the CWA, the Communications Workers of America, one of the nation's largest labor unions, is out to change how video game developer representation works.
Alan Ortega worked on The Walking Dead video game a few years ago.
No! No, don't leave me!
He says the period leading up to the game's release was like a zombie apocalypse itself.
There's certainly people I would see occasionally having panic attacks, hallway crying, depending on how bad things were getting.
Emma Kanema is spearheading the unionization campaign. She's a former developer.
It's really important that our passion helps us make better games and more innovative games, but not open ourselves up to exploitation from our boss.
She says developers deserve more reasonable work hours during crunch time and better pay. USC professor Dimitri Williams studies video games. He says the industry has resisted unionization because it sees itself as more Silicon Valley than Hollywood.
And so you have people used to doing engineering work and engineering work hours.
But workers are starting to push back on the idea that panic attacks and 100-hour weeks just come with the territory. I'm Jasmine Garst for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. The markets are closed for Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. The FTSE in London is down more than 0.2%. The CAC in Paris is down the same range. The DAX in Germany is up 0.1%.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart.
Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
The longest-running strike in French history, and that's saying a lot, could be nearing an end. One of the biggest rail unions in Paris agreed to suspend its strike against the government's pension reform plan today, but other unions have vowed to continue. Nonetheless, the 47-day protest has taken a toll on business, and the country's finance minister now expects the disruption to knock 0.1% from quarterly growth. From Paris, the BBC's Will Bain reports.
This has become the soundtrack to this winter in France. Protests. Loud, colourful, sometimes even tuneful. Thousands of people around the country have taken part in what is now a record-breaking strike in a country which has a somewhat rich history of long bouts of industrial action. Worst hit has been the capital, Paris, where travellers are regularly greeted with this warning. And it's all having a devastating effect on businesses, particularly smaller startups, as Jennifer Cohen-Solal, founder and CEO of posh patisserie and cake firm L'Ultime, explained.
Today, I don't have the luxury to think about my pension. I just think about how I will end at the end of the month. For a small company like us, it's a survival question. We had to find a solution for winter holidays. We succeed. But now, in January, it begins to be complicated. And actually, we lost like 50% of our business. Really, I think if it lasts like more than a month, we will be in danger.
And it's not just businesses who deliver feeling the pinch, but businesses who, well, need people delivered to them. Josh Fontaine left the East Coast for Paris more than a decade ago and sat at the bar in the Le Marais branch of one of his five bars and restaurants. He told me about how the strikes were hurting both his staff and his business.
It does hurt our workers in that they can't get to work and they have a hard time getting here but also getting home, so they might not come certain days, or they also have problems finding babysitters and all this other stuff. So you have, on one side, it being difficult for us to staff the place, and on the other side, our guests cannot get transportation to come. So we're talking about a decrease in business over the last 30 days of, depending on the location, 30 to 50%. So we've been kind of a little bit in panic mode.
The government's been clear it's going to push on with these reforms regardless of the protests, saying they were elected to do just that. So how, and perhaps more importantly for businesses across the country, when this all ends, is now the million, possibly even billion euro question. In Paris, I'm the BBC's Will Bain for Marketplace.
Toyota says it's going to shift its Tacoma pickup production from right here in Texas to Mexico. The announced shift comes a month after Toyota started Tacoma production at a new plant in central Mexico, in addition to another Mexican plant in Tijuana that had been producing Tacoma pickups since 2004. Toyota says no U.S. jobs will be lost as a result of the change. In Austin, I'm Andy Euler with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.